Hello?
Hello, hi, may I speak to Mr. Lofton?
Speaking.
Hey, Mr. Lofton, this is Jim from Legal Help Center in reference to your potential settlement claim for Roundup. All right, sir.
Yes.
I just received your file, and I believe that you want to file the claim for the Roundup. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
All right. I'm going to ask you a couple of basic questions, and everything is good. If everything is good, I'm going to send your case over to the legal team for the public case review. How do you spell your first and last name, sir?
A-D-R-I-A-C-E Lofton, L-O-F-T-O-N.
Adrian Lofton, okay. Now, can I have the best phone number to reach you, sir?
This one, 346-279-5338.
Mm-hmm. All right, can I get your date of birth, sir?
July 5th, 1981,
okay. Can I have your email?
ADROFROMDAMO at gmail.com.
Okay. And have you used the Roundup?
I'm sorry?
Did you use the Roundup? Did you use the Roundup in the past?
Did I use Roundup?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking. Have you ever used the Roundup in the past?
Yes.
Okay. How long did you use the Roundup for? How many years, roughly?
About 9.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrated, premix, or both?
Concentrated.
Okay. When was the first time you started using the Roundup?
That was in 2013, around May 7th.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with any non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. When was the diagnosis made, sir?
My diagnosis date was the September 23rd of 22.
Okay. Now, what treatment you received for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
You said what treatment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I went to radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and I also got pain meds, like morphine.
And can I have the name of the hospital where you got the diagnosis?
MD Anderson Cancer Center.
And where is the hospital located, sir?
1515 Holcomb Boulevard, and that's Houston, Texas.
Okay, and how many days you were hospitalized?
Like 9.
All right, can I have the name of the doctor? Would diagnose you, sir?
Yes. His name was Jason Weston.
Okay. And from which store did you purchase the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot, okay. And how was it sprayed? Was it a hand spray or backpack, tractor, and hose? Or how did you spray the Roundup?
A spray bottle.
Were you ever diagnosed with the HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. Please confirm all the information what you have provided that is 100% truthful and accurate to the best of your knowledge. No one coerced you or asked you to lie in order to get money. Please confirm, sir.
Confirm.
Okay. You understand that if you are not being truthful, you are committing the perjury, which is federal crime in the United States. Are you aware about that, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So did you use the Roundup in your front yard, backyard? How did you spray it?
Both.
All right, give me one moment, sir. And you spell your name. It's an ADRIACA. That's correct? Adrius.
Yes, Adrius. ADRIACE.
All right, Adrius. So based on the answers you provided, I'm just transferring your call to the legal team, okay? Once they answer the phone calls, you just let them know that you want to file the claim for the Roundup. That is for, and you're just calling for the first time. So they will go with the further questions and they will send you the document if you qualify. All right. Over to them.
Okay.
I'm transferring your call. Stay on the phone until they answer. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Thanks.
Doctor, we diagnosed you.
Hold on just 1 minute. I've got that. What's his name? Larkin? No, hold on just 1 minute. I want to be specific. His name. I cannot remember his name. I guess you would have to have his name to get my medical records, wouldn't you? Great.
All right.
Michael Ingram.
Michael
yes.
Ingram.
Yes, and his address is 400 Taylor Road, Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. From which store you purchased the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
And how it was applied, like using the hand sprayer, backpack, tractor, and the hose? How?
Yes, the hand sprayer.
Have you ever been diagnosed with either HIV, AIDS?
No.
Do you currently have an attorney working on your claim?
No, I do not.
Give me 1 moment. All right. I'll just quickly verify the information, what you just mentioned to me just now. Okay. So I have your first name as in Tina, spelled as in T-I-N-A. Last name I have it in Looney Nunes. It's L-O-O-N-E-Y hyphenated Nunes, N-U-N-E-Z.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Now, your address, what I have, it's in 818 Parker Drive, Midland City, Alabama, 36350. You mentioned that your, give me 1 moment, the best phone number to reach you, it's a 334-714-5150, correct?
Yes, yes.
And your date of birth is in 5/15/1975, correct?
Yes, yes.
Now, your email you mentioned, it's a tinalowhendrixxx@gmail.com. You used the Roundup in the past for at least in 11 years, as in roughly, and you used the concentrated. And you just mentioned that in the January of 2010, you started using the Roundup, and because of which you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you had in radiation, chemo, and the surgery done, and everything was done at the Baptist Medical Center East, which is on the 400 Tyler Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117. And how many days you were hospitalized out there?
4 days.
4 days. And the Dr. Michael Ingram, that's the person who diagnosed you or that treated you. The store from where you purchased, it's a Home Depot, and you use as a hand sprayer. And pretty much that's it. Give me 1 moment. Okay. Based on the answers what you have provided, okay, I'm just transferring your call right now to the legal team. Stay on the phone. Don't disconnect. Once they answer the phone, just let them know that you want to file the claim for the Roundup, and this is the first time you are calling in. So they will just file the claim for you. And if you qualify, if they find that, okay, you are the eligible, they will send you the documentations to you. Please
okay.
Stay on the phone. Okay. I'm just transferring your call right now. Thank you.
Thank you.